With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Public health officials from Pickin, Garfield, and Eagle counties announced a tri-county COVID-19 testing strategy to reduce turnaround times for results. To do that, the three counties plan on only testing people who show symptoms, have a greater risk, have been in contact with someone who tested positive, or those who are hospitalized. Carrie Godis with Garfield County Public Health says state labs currently take about a week to confirm positive test results. When people need to wait that long, she says they may continue to go out in public and spread the virus.
You know, they've taken the test, but they're awaiting results, you know, engaging in social activities. Now, if that comes back positive, that's a very risky situation.
The new Tri-County testing effort aims to reduce turnaround times to about 48 hours. GOTA says that will allow public health officials and contact tracers to intervene and control the spread faster. Sunday's three-mile fire in Glenwood Springs burned across 2 acres and engulfed a small house in flames. But hours of work from dozens of firefighters kept it from spreading further. Alex Hager reports that could have posed some additional challenges for crews working during a pandemic.
When a fire gets bigger, so does the task of coordinating a response. But COVID-19 makes it tougher to house evacuated residents and accommodate meetings and meals for firefighters.
We just got extremely lucky to have some very efficient folks keep this one from escalating to all of those other steps.
That's Glenwood Springs Fire Chief Gary Tillotson. Only a small number of people were directed to evacuate, but if the fire kept spreading, he says he would have called in Garfield County and the Red Cross to ensure it was done safely. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Coloradans will vote this fall on whether to start taxing vaping products and to raise existing taxes on cigarettes. The legislature passed the referendum this spring, and Governor Jared Polis signed it into law last week.
It's time that Colorado no longer be the top state for teen vaping. It's time that we help make sure that less kids get hooked on nicotine, a habit that is hard to kick and often stays with them for life.
If voters approve the new taxes, they would take effect over the next 7 years. The tax per cigarette would go from 1 cent to 9 cents. The tax on nicotine liquids for vape, pens, and e-cigarettes would top out at 22%. Colorado voters last rejected a tobacco tax increase 4 years ago. Aspen Historical Society has been reopening its museums since June and debuts the exhibit Decade by Decade, Aspen revealed today. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has the story.
Decade by Decade, Aspen revealed, has been years in the making. The exhibit includes photographs, clothing, and other relics documenting Aspen's path from 19th century mining town to present, with over 100 years worth of artifacts. Nina Gabbianelli is Aspen Historical Society's vice president.
It is probably one of the most dense with artifact and photographs from our collection that I've seen. We present you with what's going on in the world and then what was happening in Aspen at that same time.
The collection is on display at Aspen's Wheeler-Stollard Museum. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.